Life in the city has its share of strange and dangerous things. But at least in more populous areas, there is the expectation of the unusual, and a tolerance of the unorthodox. And acts of aggression or sedition are met with swift resolve in the strange find good company. But the city is not the province of the truly bizarre. The weirdest things brew where people have room to roam, under the cover of solitude, into the nooks and crannies that are tucked down too deeply into the landscape, into areas too secluded for the light of day to shine, or the influence of social norm to affect, or the long arm of the law to reach. This is a place where the expectation of consequence and the fear of retribution are unknown. This is where the schemers hide, the occultists practice, and the psychotic take refuge. This is where the overly curious do weird things, and the eccentric know no bounds. This is where the drifters wind up, where the addicts squat in abandoned land, or in silos, or even underground in hidden bunkers. This is where things that are oftentimes too bizarre or repulsive to believe can and do take place. Prepare your mind and join me in a journey into those hidden away places I like to call the Devil's Playground. Gelatophobia, Part 1. I'll finally shut them up. They won't laugh at me anymore. They won't have the opportunity. Tonight, I emerge victorious. Tonight I'm the master of silence, something that I haven't enjoyed in a long, long time. But let me start from the beginning, my friend. You have the right to know. You need to know my hell. Maybe then you can sympathize with what I have to do. It all sounds a little silly, really, when I say it out loud. I walk funny. I have a limp. And that has led to some uninvited laughter over time. The limp isn't my fault. I didn't ask to have it. And I haven't had it for long. It's only been about a year. Those who know me at all know what a wonderfully deep and sensitive human being I can be. But those who don't think I'm deformed, decrepit, cretinous, something to mock, a subject of whimsical ridicule. At the very least, they see there's something wrong with me, and they either avoid me or they decide to poke fun. They see me walking and they mock me, and I'm going to put a stop to that. Now, this may sound to you like a small thing, but I assure you it's not. I know what you're thinking. There are tons of people out there going through their daily lives with every kind of shortcoming or deformity. Maybe they're fat or have a prominent mole on their face. Maybe they speak with a lisp. Maybe they can't speak at all. And you think, you got a limp? So what? How can you allow this limp to become such a big thing in your mind? Shrug it off. But the limp is just a part of the equation. There's a whole series of circumstances that caused me unbearable suffering. 1 year ago, next Friday, my wife committed suicide. Ever since my sweet baby took her own life, I've lived in complete solitude. I can't forgive myself for what happened. my very existence is punishment. Because I have to live with the knowledge that she did herself in because of something I did. Something that she thought that I did. But did I do it? No, I didn't. But then that doesn't matter anymore, does it? Since I'm sure you already think I'm paranoid, I'm going to drop a bomb on you. She haunts me. And I'm not talking about her memory. I mean, her ghost haunts this place at night. I think it's some kind of residual haunting because she doesn't seem to respond to anything I tell her. And I plead with her. I beg her to listen to reason. She just says things like, "How could you?" And, "I loved you, but you betrayed me." And she cries. I wake up to that. And sometimes it's just a gentle sobbing, but then she can just fly off the handle and start breaking things. And she's inconsolable. Imagine me trying to convince her ghost of my innocence when her mind was made up the moment she jumped from that window. I never lied to her a day in my life. Not about the important things. Okay, maybe once or twice about small things, but who doesn't? Then there was the note. She was adamant, and I have prayed to every holy sage, saint, savior, and soothsayer imaginable about what to do so that she can rest in peace. Oh my God, that note! She has no peace, not even in death. And I have had no peace for over 11 months. Her note to me accused me of sleeping with her best friend. But I couldn't have done that. I couldn't possibly have done that. I wasn't even here. I was out of town. I was nowhere near her friend at the time she said I was. Now I ask you, as an objective party, how is it possible that I'm out of town, in a completely different city from her friend, and somehow I got said friend to meet me in a seedy little motel room for a romp on a filthy bug-infested mattress? We have alibis, both of us, solid alibis. I went there for business, and I don't stay in seedy little motel rooms. Those were her words in that note. I'm not a bad man. She accused me of lying to her, of plotting out this liaison, this tryst. A tryst that doesn't exist. At least not in the way that she wrote it in that note. Her facts are wrong. Her tone was angry and irrational. The way that she was accusing me was wrong. The timing was all wrong. Now, I'm not perfect, but I will defend myself against false accusations. Always. And she accused me falsely in that matter at that time. Madeline was always self-righteous, and once she had made up her mind that she was right about something, no amount of logic or evidence could dissuade her. But she accepted me with my pot belly and that skin tag on my lower back and my quirky sense of humor. She saw me for who I was. How could I ever hurt such a gem of a woman who could embrace me so completely like that? But if she overlooked my faults, then it meant I still had faults. Was I desirable to others? I had to know. So I tested things, I admit it, but not in the way she accused me of doing. No, she got that wrong, and it caused a huge fight, a massive fight, and I stormed out. I drove away instead of staying there. I ran away. That was my mistake. That was when she did it.
Visit us directly online at thedevilsplaygroundshow.com. Subscribe to the Devil's Playground podcast to stay tuned at anchor.fm/thedevilsplayground. And visit our merchandise store at tinyurl.com/thedevilsplaygroundstore. You've been listening to The Devil's Playground.